Today's Miss Survivor finalist interview with Chelsea Meisner is made possible in part when our listeners use our links to shop at Amazon. Get the best Valentine's Day deals and free Super Saver shipping on most items when you start off at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another Miss Survivor finalist interview. I'm Rob Cesternino, and I'm joined here on the line by our third and final finalist for Miss Survivor 2013. Let's get a big round of, I don't know if you would applaud for internet, but here we go. It's Chelsea Meisner.
Yay!
Ring the bell. There you go. Chelsea, welcome to the Miss Survivor finals. Are you ready for this?
I am, and I feel like you say the best for last, Rob.
Well, that is some people's opinion. Other people have other favorites, but very excited to have you here. Are you ready for this? This is, Miss Survivor has to be tough, has to be ready for anything. Are you ready to step into the gauntlet of Miss Survivor?
You know what? I'm not ready to step, and I'm ready to dive head
first
right into.
Whoa. Okay, good. Well, this is ready to get into it. So, Chelsea, first thing, I'm sure a lot of people are surprised to see you not with blonde hair like we saw you on Survivor.
Yes. Actually, I went to Spain with good old Kim for 10 days. We went and backpacked and had the best time. And while we were there, just she made a comment that she thought that girls look best when they touch their natural color. And I was like, well, shit, what am I going to do? I have bleached blonde hair. So we just decided to go and get my hair dyed. And unfortunately, the stylist was, he could barely speak English. We had a little confusion with the color that I wanted. And it was dark purple for a while. But luckily, when I got home, I got my own stylist to work on. And it's a little better
so
now.
You were purple Chelsea?
I was, yes. Gothic, very gothic. I felt like I had to change everything I wore to match my hairstyle.
Yes.
So luckily that didn't last too long. Well, now, but I blame it on
Chelsea. No, can't you see what's going on here? I mean, Kim always thinking a step ahead. She had to have known Miss Survivor was right around the corner. And then she convinces you to do something potentially destructive to your hair and maybe take you out of the running. How many times do you have to fall for this, Chelsea?
I know. I put so much trust into her because we're such good friends. But I swear, I think like she's really going to be the, I don't know, the death of me. I just go for it. I don't know. I'm not scared.
Okay. Well, hopefully you're a very forgiving person. So that's a very good thing. Okay. So Chelsea, I know we're going to start off here. I wanted to give you a chance to have an opening statement. Would you prefer to stand up for this?
Always. Out of respect. That's how you do it. Out of respect. Am I in the picture?
You're still in the picture. Yes, very good.
Can you hear me from back here?
Yeah, you can come back closer because for people that are listening to this on the audio, you're going to be further away. And of course, I'm referencing from your final Tribal Council appearance. You were the only person that you wanted to stand to address the jury, which was very nice. But apparently the jury didn't find it to be that much of a flattering gesture.
Well, you know, after that final Tribal, they did come up to me and say, we really appreciated how you handled yourself and how you stood up. And, you know, that was very respectful. And we liked that you did that. So, I mean, I wasn't trying to do it to get votes. That's just how I felt at the time. I just thought if I stand and address the jury, that was the right way to do it. So.
Yeah, no, I think that's a very good way and a very good way to address the voters of Miss Survivor. So Chelsea, since we last saw you on Survivor, what have you been up to?
Man, honestly, I've been doing a lot of charity work, which has been such a blessing. I had no idea how much of this I'd be doing after the show, but you know, after my first charity event, I ended up being the top fundraiser out of all the people that were there, and there must have been over 100. And it was for Give Kids the World, and there was a family there who had a very sick child, and they came up to me and thanked me for all my hard work and raising all the money, and that just changed my life, and I've been doing charity work ever since.
All right, so would you potentially be using the Miss Survivor platform as a way to help you in your fundraising for charity?
Oh, for sure, because now it's like people go, oh, Chelsea, wow, she raised a lot. Who is that? Oh, yeah, that's the girl that made it to the end and didn't get one single vote. That's her. But she did catch some chickens.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, that's not how you want to be remembered. You know, it's a little embarrassing. So, you know, to have Miss Survivor as a title would be really cool, and hopefully get the no vote title off my name.
What is that much of a stigma? I mean, I've never made it to the end of the game of Survivor. I think it's better to get to the end of the game and get no votes than to, you know, not get to the end of the game.
Well, usually in the game of Survivor, you take the people to the end that you think aren't going to get any votes. And so that takes the respect level down a few notches. You know, Kim and I, we just had this great friendship out there, and I was her biggest fan. She was my biggest fan. And, you know, we didn't want to be a day out on that island without each other. Like, we really were pulling for each other. So, you know, that's how our season ended. But, you know, it's still kind of embarrassing to make it so far and then just sit there and not get one single vote. But, you know, I did what
I did. Well, if it makes you feel any better, you've gotten many more votes for Miss Survivor than Sabrina got, and she didn't do very well in the Miss Survivor competition. So you can already say you have a leg up on her now.
All right, then. I'll take that.
Now, are you looking at this as this could be redemption for you? I mean, if you were to beat Kim in Miss Survivor, I think people would have a whole different story about this, about how you came back for Miss Survivor, and this was your personal redemption island, and you were able to beat Kim the second time around.
I know. I think I'm fed up with being Miss Congeniality.
All right.
You know, I'm ready to just like take the bull by the horns and just get the win.
All right, Chelsea. All right, good. This is what we like to hear. All right, so speaking of taking the bull by the horns, we always like to ask in the Miss Survivor competition if our Miss Survivor candidates have any special talents that they would like to demonstrate or share with the voters. So since you're ready to take the bull by the horns, let me ask you the same question. Do you have a talent that you'd like to show off in this competition?
I would like to say that I'm a woman of many talents. Most though are with the outdoors, and since I'm actually in a hotel.
Wait, do you have
a
live chicken that you're going to catch for us?
Man, that's a good idea. I should have gone with that, but no. So on the island, it was right after the merge. All of us got different instruments. Like, we had sticks that we'd hit together. We were hitting on the bamboo, and we had spoons that from our peanut butter and jelly that we won the reward. So I told them I was going to play the spoons for them, and they were really impressed.
Okay.
So I'm going to play the spoons for you guys, and I play it on my knees. So I'm going to try to angle this.
Okay.
Right.
Here we go.
And hopefully you can hear. So. Oh, let's see. Hold on.
You gotta get the spoons right.
They have to be perfect. I don't know if that was better than the whistle or not, but... All right, and so I also make this really crazy loud noise on my forehead.
Okay. Wait, now with the spoons or with your hand?
I'm probably going to get made fun of for this, but I think it's the coolest.
Okay, let me see.
No one can hear it out, so okay. And hopefully this, you can hear it.
Okay.
Too.
Do that one more time and just talk.
Oh, come on, you're messing with me now.
Just because the camera was on me. Just talk before you do it so the camera goes back on you, and then we'll see. Let's see what.
You just want me to beat myself.
No, one more time. One more time. Just say, okay, and here it is.
Okay, here is the loud noise from my forehead.
Now, is that your fingers that make the noise, or is it your forehead that makes the noise?
I'm cracking my skull. That's what's going on. No, it's my knuckles. It's my knuckles. And one more. And yeah, I don't know if we have time for this, but I'm really good at chugging.
Okay, I think we have time for that. I think we have time. I think that would.
We do?
Yeah, I think so. Real quick. All right. So for you listening to the audio version, Chelsea has left her post. She's apparently going off to a kitchen or a cooler somewhere, coming back with some form of alcoholic beverage. And kids, don't try this at home. Is this a what appears to be a Coors Light Silver Bullet? Is this a shotgun?
Yes, a Silver Bullet, and it says it's very cold.
Very cold. Okay.
Okay.
We may get kicked off of YouTube for this.
Can you see?
Yes. Just keep talking, and we'll be able to see.
Okay. You take the key, and you have to put it right in the bottom, and you make a hole. Okay. Are you going to count me down?
No, you count, because I don't want the camera to switch. You count yourself down.
Oh, I'll start my while I was drinking.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Three.
Set. Go.
All right. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000, 4-1,000, 5-1,000, 6-1,000, 7-1,000, 8-1,000, 9-1,000, 10. That appears to be a new Miss Survivor record. There you go. 9.5 seconds. Well done. Well done, Chelsea. That is very...
Thank you.
Yeah, nobody...
Wait till I burp. I'll set a record on that, too.
All right, well, no... I don't think anybody's ever attempted that before in any sort of podcast that we've ever done, let alone Miss Survivor. So, wow.
Has anyone ever been drunk on your podcast?
Yes, kidding. We have many, I think many people. And usually myself, too. That's actually not true. All right, here we go. Are you ready for the – let's move on here. You've taken the bull by the horns, as you said you were going to. Let's get into our questions here from our audience. Are you ready for the 5 questions from the voters of Miss Survivor?
I'm really ready.
Now you're really ready. All right. These questions came to us on Facebook from our Facebook fan page. Go to facebook.com/RobHasAPodcast for our Facebook fan page. And here's question number one. It comes to us from Nicholas Porteous, and he says, your biggest fan, Kyle Orzech, wants to know, have the lessons you learned, i.e. playing with your head and not your heart, influenced your life outside the game? If they have, how? And for better or worse, also, can we go for a beer? All right, well, how did he know that you were ready to go for a beer?
He's my biggest fan, so he must know a lot about me.
All right, so have you learned lessons?
So playing with, okay.
Now,
yeah.
First off, now, are we sure that he didn't mean playing sounds on your head instead of playing with your head?
I know. I thought that was a little weird because I did just do that.
You are playing with your head.
Yes. No, but I do remember throughout the show, I kept saying that I had to learn to play with my head and not my heart, because obviously it killed me to see Jonas go. I fought for him. It killed me to turn my back on Jay and Troy, and turning my back on Alicia and Kat. Like, I hated doing that stuff. So I had a really hard time with that, and I had to learn to just take emotions out of it sometimes and play the game. So, but as far as that, was he asking me if that's changed my life outside of
the
game?
Has that lesson translated to your real life?
I mean, inside of the game, I feel like I had to act differently. I was outside of my comfort zone. I had to do a lot of things I wouldn't normally do in my day-to-day life. So I wouldn't say that's, you know, affected my life after Survivor.
Okay. All right. Question number two. This is from Brian Whitehead, and he wants to know, Chelsea, could you give me one reason, not involving your stunning looks, why you would be a better Miss Survivor than Kim or RC? Okay. So he throws a compliment in there. Besides your
fair
looks,
question,
why
question.
Would you be better than Kim or RC?
Well, I have to start out by saying that I do have some fierce competitors, and I think that we all have different things that makes us deserving of this title. But I'll have to say that I think I have done the most good with the small platform that I have from being on Survivor. I've really taken that as far as I can with charity work. Different people that have, you know, sent me messages and mail saying how much I've changed their life. One of my biggest fans, I guess, after the family visit, she saw the relationship that I have with my father and said that after watching that, she hadn't talked to her dad in like 8 years, and called up her dad, and they have this great relationship again. They rekindled, you know, their relationship. And to me, you can't feel any better than that. I mean, that just makes me so happy that, you know, just from that, I've changed someone's life and their relationship with their dad. So I just think that I've done the most since the show, and in a positive, good way. Not saying that RC and Kim haven't, but I feel like I've really devoted a lot of my life to doing that since the show.
And you've taught everybody how to shotgun a beer also.
That's right.
All right.
Good old Southern right. girls know how to do
you
it
know
right.
how to do it. All right. So here, this is a very important question. This is from John Radish. Question number 3. And he wants to know, Chelsea, why do you hate people? Now, I've heard this about you, that you hate people. Can you speak to this?
Yes, and I'd be glad to. I think people who have dedicated their lives to trying to raise money for charities, usually people like that don't hate people. I have awesome friends. I have great relationships with everyone from my cast. You know, I've made the effort to visit everyone and meet them. And if I hated them, I'd never do that. So maybe they should ask Christina why she.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that if anybody doesn't remember this, this is the question that Christina asked you at the final tribal council. Why did Christina say that you hate people?
I honestly don't know. I can say that she did come up to me after tribal and apologize. And she said that she was just trying to get a rise out of me. And, you know, she was like, we know you don't hate people. And that was fine. And also, Jeff Probst came up to me right after that final tribal, and he said, Chelsea, we don't take that to heart. We all know you don't hate people. You know, Christina was just trying to find a way to make you mad or angry or whatever for entertainment purposes.
That's cha-cha.
And even Jeff Probst was like, you know, you handled it with class, and we expected that of you. So.
Okay, very good. All right, question number 4. Jordan Kalish wants to know, Chelsea, Kim says the animal you look most like is a fox. What animals do she and RC look like? Okay, so now this is, you know, turnabout is fair play.
That's not my area. That's not my area of expertise. I mean, I didn't go on national television say that I can tell people what animal they look like. So, Lord knows, I'd probably hurt someone's feelings if I came up with some kind of animal.
This might reflect poorly if you don't answer the question here. The Miss Survivor voters are sticklers.
And honestly, like she said, RC looked like a lemur. I don't even know what that is. I had to Google it. I was like, a lemur?
Is that typical Kim talking about animals that people don't even know what they look like?
Yeah, she came up with something for my brother, too, that was just so off the wall. And I had never even heard of this animal before.
Does Kim just, is she like Tarzan, where she just throws out animals that nobody really knows what they look like? And is like, okay, I guess so she's the expert. I guess it must be something.
Yeah, and then you have to go get an encyclopedia. Yes, that is kind of like Tarzan.
All right.
I'm really bad at that. I don't know. RC, I'd say maybe like a squirrel.
A squirrel. Okay. And what's Kim?
A cute squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're cute animals.
Yes. Bushy tail.
And Kim, I honestly think she looks like an ostrich. I mean, I feel like I should stick with that because I really think she does look like
one. That's the word. Kim is the ostrich. all right, last question. This is from Keith Dixon, okay? And this is very serious. Okay. Chelsea, you pretty much campaigned for Kim to win Survivor One World in the final tribal council. Why should the fans vote for you to win Miss Survivor if you were willing to basically give up the win to Kim the first time around? Now, first off, I guess take this in two parts. Did you, in fact, campaign for Kim to win Survivor One World? And will you be doing that in Miss Survivor?
I will say that yes, I did do that on Survivor at the final
That was very
tribal.
nice of you.
I felt like the odds were against me. I didn't feel like there was any way that I could convince them that I was
I'm
more
sorry.
worthy of
Did you say
$1 million than
the
Kevin.
odds were against you or the ostrich was against you?
Both.
Yes.
But in this competition, no, I think I have a fair shot. I don't think I have the most fans, but I definitely have the most loyal fans. I hope that maybe helped me out in this competition. No, I want to kick her ass.
Okay. All right. All right. Those are fighting words.
She knows I love
All
her, though. She knows I love her.
right. Those are fighting words indeed. All right. So, Chelsea, do you have a campaign promise that you want to make to the voters if they have your back in the upcoming Miss Survivor vote?
Okay. Well, I know RC's already broken her promises to her voters.
Oh, what did
She
she do?
was supposed to wear the leopard bikini during her interview, and she's already broken promises.
Oh no.
So, I vow to do a photo shoot with the Troy Robertson.
Oh.
I will keep it classy though. If I win this competition.
Okay, so if you win the competition, you will do a Miss Survivor photo shoot with Troy Robertson.
The one and
Okay,
only.
very very good. This
If he'll have me, if
if he'll
he'll
have you,
have
I think
me.
so. I think he'll do it. And one last question. There's been some scuttlebutt on Twitter. People are asking, should there be or any write-in candidates involved for the final round of voting? What is your official opinion on that? Right, should there be allowed to be write-in candidates?
Write-in candidates?
Yes.
What does
You
that
could write
mean?
in, you could have an vote for our top three, or you can submit a write-in ballot.
Oh, well, I think any way you can vote, I mean that the better it
Yes.
is.
Okay. So you are open to
So
freedom of
I'm open
votes.
to that.
Okay. Very
Yeah,
good, Chelsea.
for sure.
Well, thank you very much. Our time here is up today, but we really appreciate it, and all the best to you in the vote, Chelsea.
Thank you so
All right. Take
much.
care.
Take care.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Chelsea Meisner closing out the finalist interview round for Miss Survivor 2013. So we've talked to Kim, we've talked to RC, we've talked to Chelsea, and now all that's left to do is still try to schedule this Miss Survivor debate, which has proven to be a bit of a challenge to try to schedule three very busy Miss Survivor finalists, as well as one busy podcast host for a time that everybody can do it. But we're still working on that. In the meantime, we're getting ready for another busy week here on Rob as a Podcast next week. On Monday night, we are going to get together with our Rob as a Podcast Survivor bloggers and do our first ever blogger roundtable to preview the new season. Then we are going to, later on in the week, we're going to hear from our Amazing Race Rahat Porter, Jessica Lise, and I as we do our first ever Amazing Race preview podcast. We've got the Survivor Amazon 10-year reunion show coming up on Thursday. So plenty more surprises, plenty of fun. And we will start the voting for Miss Survivor next week because I'd like to crown Miss Survivor the night before the Survivor premiere on Tuesday, February 12th. So, a lot to do. We've got shows coming up almost every weekday for you between now and the start of Survivor. So, it's going to be a crazy February. Enjoy the Super Bowl, everybody, and have a great weekend. Bye.